All right, so really I want to talk about the subject, because we've been talking about business halacha, so discussing business on Chol HaMoed. But in order to discuss business on Chol HaMoed, we have to give a little background about the halacha of Chol HaMoed in general, which means we may not even get to business on Chol HaMoed by Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Maybe by Chol HaMoed Pesach, but we have to give a lot of background. And there's a lot of a very, very unknown halachas. And Chazal even say, Mevazes HaMoedos, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and Mevazes HaMoedos is, it's in L'Chelek HaMavot, it's a very, very serious thing. And the Bartanur, Rashi says, Mevazes HaMoedos refers to someone that's Mevazes Chol HaMoed. So not treating Chol HaMoed properly is a very chamer d'kainyan, and we'll see how Chazal protected the kedusha of Chol HaMoed in different ways. Now, the obviously there's many shaylos on Chol HaMoed, because Shabbos is one thing. Most people have a business that's set up, or many businesses don't operate on the weekends anyway, and it's understood in the Velt already that Saturday is a quiet day. So working out Shabbos, unless you're in a retail in a mall or in a nursing home or something that is constant, working out Shabbos is not as complicated. Working out Yom Tov is a little more complicated, but it's minimal amount of time. But if you're going to have to do twice a year, a whole week off of your whole business, it's a little more complicated. So I have to understand, based on the parameters of Chol HaMoed, how do you run a business on Chol HaMoed? How do you keep a business open? How do you have employees working in? And then, Bichlal, what about your own stuff? Your own inyanim. And then one of the a very good shiloh, which touches on a lot of sugyas, was the typical scenario where there's a visitor here for Yom Tov, a vacationer, here for Yom Tov, and they're so taken by the neighbor, it's unbelievable, this place. So they call up the broker and they say, show me out some houses. I'm in the mood. I want to buy a house here. So the broker feels like that they're not going to have this buyer as a buyer anytime after Chol HaMoed, because once they go home, they're already they're done. They're not in the mood anymore. Right now they're in the mood. Now I can get a deal with this person. So it's a shaila for the vacationer. It's a shaila for the broker. It's a shaila for the homeowner. All the different levels. Is it a davar avid, etc.? But there's a lot of different shaylos. The first thing that I want to talk about to be makdim this week is the whole understanding of the gather of the kedusha of the Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Is doing malachan Chol HaMoed deraisa? Is it derabanan? Where does it come from? And bichlal, we know that there's levels of isurei malacha. For example, Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything. Yom Tov, it's still aser, but you could cook. So it's confusing because, wait, is it mutter, is it aser, right? Make up your mind. But no, it's not like that. I remember one time I was by my sister's house, and fiantif, and I went to an earlier minyan or something so I could come home, and I went back to her house to learn afterwards. So it was quiet, there's nobody in the house. It was basically just me in the house. And there was a cleaning lady there. I was actually in the sukkah, just case you could purposes. But anyway, so I was in the house, and then I walk in and the cleaning lady is doing laundry on Yom Tov. It's not my sister's type to have her husband's a rav, to have a cleaning lady do laundry on Yom Tov. It's weird. So I asked the cleaning lady, my sister says that you should ask you to do laundry. It's my sister. I don't let her mission, even if it's not my business. So, she asked you to do laundry? She said, no, but I'm allowed to do laundry today. So, what do you mean? He's like, oh, I don't know if there's a problem. I saw your sister's cooking. I figured I could do laundry. So, it's there's everything. There's levels and things. There's Issur Malacha of Shabbos. There's Issur Malacha of Yom Tov. Now, Chol HaMoed, we know that there's a lot more things that are mutter. But does that mean that everything is mutter? What does that mean exactly? So, the background to the whole sugya is a sugya in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I gave out some of the papers. We're not going to learn the whole Gemara. But we'll learn the first Gemara and the last Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan, Eschag Hamatzois Tishmar Shivas Yomim. You should be Shomer Chag Hamatzois 7 days. Limeid Al Choyloi Shel Moyed She'osar Basiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, it's a pasuk. It says, keep Pesach for 7 days. Now, it doesn't mean eat matzah because it says tishmar. Tishmar means guard it from asiyas malacha. So it means tishmar, guard it. So it means you're not allowed to do malacha all 7 days. It's a kavachomer. There's more reason to ask a chol moed than to ask a yom tov. The first and seventh day of yom tov are not surrounded by yom tov. But chol moed is part of the yom tov. It's bookends on either end, so it's mamish part of the yom tov. It's sandwiched between 2 days that are yom tov. That's a svara to say that chol moed should be yom tov dik. Okay, so the Gemara goes back and forth. Maskana of the Gemara is the last in line over here. Tanya idach. Tanya idach. It's I marked it off. It's the last in line. Tani idach sheishes yomim toichal matzois. You should eat matzos for 6 days. Uvayoy mashvi, and on the seventh atzeres. So mashvi connects the seventh day to the 6 days. Mashvi atzor, just like on the seventh day, you should stop. Av sheishes yomim atzurin. So to the 6 days, you should stop. So if you're not going to do malach on the seventh, you shouldn't do malach on the sixth. Imashvi atzor b'chol malacha. Maybe you'll say, well, if you're not allowed to do malach on all seven. Maybe all six, you shouldn't do any malacha at all. So there's this funny relationship. On the one hand, we're saying that the 6 days are like the seventh. But on the other hand, we're saying the seventh is special. So are the six like the seven, or the seventh special? Which one is it? So says the Gemara, the answer is, the seventh has a din atzar b'chol malacha. Don't do any malacha at all. And the sixth have an isra malacha, but not from all malachas. So that's the relationship. The seventh is asr and everything. The other six are like the seventh. They're not allowed to do everything, but you're not allowed to be asr and everything. So, how do you know what to say? Haloy masan akasav elalach hachamim, loy malach, eze yoim as, eze yomuter, eze malach asur, eze malach muteres. So this is an interesting idea. The idea is it's an isra de araisa. There's an isra de araisa. But, according to the Gemara, the simple reading, there's an Isur De'Raisa to do Malacha, but the Torah doesn't specify which ones are Mutter, which ones are Aser. So when the Chachamim come along and say these Svaras to be Mechalek, those Svaras are Svaras to tell us in the De'Raisa, according to the simple reading of the Gemara. So the simple reading of the Gemara would be that even the Chachamim are giving their opinion about what's yeah, what's not, and so it seems a little bit like it's not clear-cut, but that could be in the Deiraisa itself. Okay? There's all sorts of back and forth in Tosfos, exactly what's going on, but, and it ends up being a big machlokes rishonim what the maskana of the Gemara is. Is the maskana of the Gemara in this Midiraisa, everything is mutar, but everything is mutar, but Midirabanan, we ask for certain things, or Midiraisa, itself, there's room from Heter and room from Isser, and the Chachamim decided what it was. So what are the parameters that Chachamim gave? The Chachamim gave the following parameters, basically, that you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed when it's for Tzorech HaYomtif, if it's needed for the Yomtif, so you're allowed to go buy things that you need for a second day of Yomtif, candles, things like that. You need things for the 2 days. Anything which is Tzorech Yomtif or for Tzorech of Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do. And you're allowed to do anything which is a Davar HaAved. Davar HaAved means you're going to lose money if you don't do it. Now, when we get further along into the idea of working on Chol HaMoed and business on Chol HaMoed, just keep in mind, obviously, Chazal know that if you're not going to work, you're not going to make money. Right? They're assuming that if you're working, you're making money. And if you're not working, if you're not making money at your work, so then it's a different problem. So you're obviously, the assumption is when you work, you make money. And if the Chazal say don't work, then the assumption is you're not making money. So they're not making money is not called a davar aved. That's obviously understood to be that if you're not making money, that's not called davar. Davar aved means you're going to be losing from the karen. You're going to lose something specific. You're going to be losing if you don't work. And we'll see exactly what that means in the context of business. But Al-Kopan and Davar HaAved and Tzorech HaMoed are the two heterim. And there's one Isser, is that even if it's a Davar Oved, and it's a Davar Tzarech Hamor, you're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman. You're not allowed to do it in a way which is a Chochma Dikaway, a Maisa Uman. Something which requires a craftsman, a professional, to do it. And that's the rule. Now, what's the maskana of the Gemara of the Poiskim? Is it Deraisa or is it Derabanan? Now you'll say, what's the difference if it's Deraisa or Derabanan? Not that much of a difference, honestly. But first of all, you know, there is a major nafkamina, which is in the case of a safek. There's a question: do I need a friyamtif? Do I not need a friyamtif? I may need a friyamtif. I'm not sure if I need a friyamtif, right? Is it a davar avid? Is it not a davar avid? I may be losing money. Now, a safek davar avid could be considered a davar avid. The possibility to lose money could be called a davar avid. But like, I don't even know exactly if I'll lose money or not. It's possible that it will reimburse itself. I may not end up losing anything. So, is it deraisa derabanan? So on the next page, we have over here the Shulchan Aruch. How does the Shulchan Aruch pasken? And then we'll see the Rambam. So Shulchan Aruch pasken is like this. It's also in some, mutter in some. Now, he doesn't expound. And in the Beis Yosef, there's a big stira. In the Beis Yosef, there's a big stira if he holds the Derech Derabanan. So, the Pashtus in the Mechaber, we don't know the Vilna Gaon is Mesopic. He's not clear. But the Ramah says something interesting. He says, that whatever the Chachamim felt was needed to be matir, that's what they were matir. So the Magen Avraham is medayik from the Ramah. Why does he say the Chachamim made things mutter according to what they felt was needed? He should have said they made things aser according to what they felt was needed. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from the Ramah, that the Ramah must hold Malachas Chol Hamoed is de'araisa. Because the point is that really you start off, everything's aser. And the Chachamim were matir kifiyat tzarech. So the Ramah seems to be clear, it's deraisa, and there are mechaber. What? Because like we said, because mideraisa, they have permission to modify exactly what the gedder of the Issur Melacha is. It's not the same as Yomtiv. So it's not the same as Yomtiv. Now, what is it? So Chacham understood that the Torah would want.
The Torah left it vague for that reason.
Now, once we get to the Rambam, maybe we'll have an explanation why those things are mutter. But Torah HaMoyed should be obvious why it's mutter. Because just like Oichel Nefesh, is you need it to eat. So even if it's not for food purposes, you need it for something else in Yom Tif, right? You need something sewn for a beged. So you need it for Yom Tif because you need that suit or whatever. So Tzorech HaMoed is understood to be part of Yom Tif. Why? Davar Oved, we have to figure out still.
But when it says B'chol, you know, Malacha, it doesn't really mean B'chol Malacha, right? It's like Shabbos. It's already a lowered form.
Right, well,
restriction.
Okay, so
to now attach the Kol HaMoed and say, well, it's bookending. It's already bookending, a lower, you know, bookended by.
Well, what's lower about it? Is the whole concept of which malachas are mutter, which malachas are aser, or is it just that there's more heterim? Meaning to say, let's say you have a case. This is a very, very important principle, which I'm just going to throw out the question based on what your comment now, okay? Let's say you have a case where there's no Tzarech HaMoed, and it's not a Davar HaAved. However, the malacha seems to be very minimal in general. Okay? So, it's not a tircha. It's not a tircha. It's not a big deal. So, are you allowed to do that malacha? For example, Zak Techazan Ish, are you mechuyev to check your pockets on Chol Hamoed before you go outside if there's no Erev? You live in a place there's no Erev. Are you allowed to carry? I have some tissues in my pocket. I don't know. It's not a Tzarech HaMoed. It's not a Davar Oved. So, do I have a heter to do that? So, you're saying, no, the whole concept is not the same as Shabbos. It's not the malachas of Shabbos, really. So, or do you say, no, the malachas are exact same thing as Shabbos. It's just you have a heter for Tzarech HaMoed. You have a Tzarech HaMoed heter, and you have Davar Oved heter. But if you don't have that heter, you go into a room, and, I don't know, your habit is you turn off the lights, even though to get a Davar Oved out of LED lights, they have to be on for like 35 years.
Like popping some cookies into the oven that are already, like the dough is there for use after, right? So there would be an example. You don't need it for the hot,
right? So something which is not a tirch at all. So Chazanish discusses, what about striking a match? Kids are looking for an activity on Chol Hamoed.
That's getting ready for the shopping kids. That's already
right.
That's owning.
Right. I take Chol Moed Pesach, right, to getting the wood for like, well, it could be Chol Moed Sukkot also, right? So you're asking really is that even if you say on a deraisa level, you need a heter. You need a heter. But is the whole concept of the malacha the same? Are we talking about the malachas of Shabbos across the board? You're not allowed to go turn on a light switch. You're not allowed to go carry. You're not allowed to go light a match. And unless you have a heter, tzar chamoyed and davar avid. Or is the whole concept of the malachas of chol hamoed in general, the Gemara's mashma in Moed Katan a little bit, that has to do with tircha? Has to do with the concept of it's only malachas which have in them some sort of distraction from the Yom Tov, which is what we're going to get to in the Rambam. Okay? So, that's a kind of complicated question. You have to know, like, the first two prakim of Moed Katan to be able to answer that question, like, pretty clearly. Okay? Hopefully we'll give a synopsis to that next week. We'll try to get to that. Now, so if we just look at the first Mishnah Berurah here, so Mishnah Berurah basically, he says, he brings down Davar Avid, he brings down it. Now if you look five lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, actually six, it says, V'hinei be'ikar issa malachas chol hamoed yesh deyos min harishayim. There are different opinions. Yesh sayfrim shu medirei sayfrim. It's midir abanon. Mipnei shu matina, but... Huh? Mipnei. It's not so strong in here. So, I mean, it is what it is. Umikamakam, Harei Zman Chagiga, but Mikdash, you could bring carbonus in the base of Mikdash on Cholomoyd, the Vikach Osram Basias Malacha, Gdeshla Yakeshar Yemois Achoyal. She'em Bam Kadusha Klal. They didn't want to make it like weekday. Umikamakam, Lechmir, but Kiyam Tif Mamish. But it's not like Yom Tov Mamish. The Ikil B'Chamish Dvar Manal. That's one opinion. The Harbi Paiskim Sever, but many Paiskim hold, Dumin HaTorah. The Had the Ikil B'Kama Chachamim, it's the Rishos that they were given. So it's a Machloikas. Okay? Now, before we get to the next Mishnah Berurah's unbelievable thing, I want to look in the Rambam. Rambam's the next page. Because this gives a little context to the whole purpose of what's going on here. So the Rambam says as follows. Choyloi Shel Moyed. Even though it doesn't say the word Shabbosin, Shabbosin means Shavos, rest. Don't do malacha. It doesn't use that word. But it's called part of the Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh are the days that we call out to be holy. So it's part of the 7-day Mikra Kodesh. They're called out in the Torah to be holy. But there's not Shabbosin, there's no chiv to rest on them. You used to bring Karbanos to the Yom Tov on that day. Aser basias malacha, it's aser in malacha. Kedei, now the Rambam gives a reason. Shelo yekeshar yimei achol, she'em beim kedusha klal. So it shouldn't look like like weekday, and end up being that there's no kedusha to it, and it's just another weekday. V'ha'ay seboy malacha ha'asura. But if you do a malacha, makenoisa makas mardis, you get the rabbanon dikamalkes mivnei shi'usur medivrei sofrim, because that's what the rabbanon. So, this Rambam is very hard to read. Because you start off the top of the Rambam sounded like it was an Issa D'Oraisa. Because the Rambam said, it's Mikra Kodesh. It's not Shavuot Muzim, it's Mikra Kodesh. And the Torah asks is Malacha, so it shouldn't be like weekday. You don't want to make it like weekday. So it's got to have a distinction. Then the Rambam says, oh, by the way, the Issa Malacha is Darabana. So it's a Darabana D'Oraisa. It's very hard to read this Rambam. To steer in the Rambam, is it D'Oraisa Darabana? He says clearly it's Darabanan, but then in the beginning of the Rambam it sounded like it was a Daraisa. So it's a beautiful concept that's brought down in the Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, your uncle, someone, whatever. So the Mishnas Yaivitz, says an unbelievable Yisoid. And to explain this Yisoid, I want to say over a Yisoid that I said over a different time from the Ramban and the... Chassam Sofer, the Ritva, and others. I think we said it when we were talking about scooters on Shabbos next year. But anyway, that there's many concepts that are durabonon on Shabbos. Let's say doing business on Shabbos, talking about business. What's that? Davar davar, right? Mem tzorcha fatzecha. You're not allowed to talk to someone about business on Shabbos. You're not allowed to open a store and buy and sell on Shabbos. But those are all durabonons. It's not 39 malachas. So Chassam Sofer wants to know, what happens if you have somebody that opens their store on Shabbos, they go into their store, they open their store on Shabbos, but they do no malacha, they don't write, they don't do anything. Okay, so they weren't mechal Shabbos technically, because they did no malacha. They only did their abundance. So the Chassam Sofer, and it's based on Ramban, and based on the Ritva, it brings the Ramban, that he says, the derabanans are for somebody that's keeping Shabbos, and by him, a Shabbos is different than weekday. So he's sitting in shul, he's wearing his suit and tie, he's listening to laning, and being gavra legavra, you know, so nishtav Shabbos garet, you know, how much are you selling it for, right? So, okay, so that guy is that's a nishtav derabanan, because, but what happens if the conglomerate of all these derabanans together come out that based on that, he's, by him, Shabbos is the same as weekday. Because right now he's opening his store on Shabbos. So there's no difference between Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for him. So he says, this guy was Mechal Shabbos on a Deraisa level. Because now he took all the Derabanans together, and now they catapult him into Mechal Shabbos Deraisa. Because he now converted Shabbos into weekday.
Despite his hacker, I'm not doing any malacha.
Yeah,
well, again, he has
but he's sitting in his store and he's treating him. So he says, halacha l'maisa, he has the dinner of Machal Shabbos Mederaisa. This guy, the Shaila was, what happens, he's the Shoichit in the city, and the Chassam Sofer says, it's a Nevela Mederaisa, not a Nevela Derabanan. Even though he never did a single Malacha. Even though he didn't do Malacha. Because
the Isser
is Shabbosin. He's over the din of Shabbosin, because by him, Shabbos is weekday. So he turned Shabbos into weekday. So it's one thing if the guy, you know, okay, so he's basically having Shabbos. So where is it, Darabanan? It's Darabanan if you do one of them. You do, you know, but basically you have Shabbos. But if they all the Darabanans together, says the Ramban, imagine if you open up the, he just basically said, before the Chachamim came around, would it be mistaber that you could have every Yid in Klal Yisrael sitting out in the Shuk? They're sitting out in a shuk with a good Erev, obviously. And they're sitting out in a shuk, and everyone has their stores open because they brought their stuff there before. And everyone's making deals the whole Shabbos. They go in, they chapa shachras, they chapa musaf, and they do this, and whatever. And everyone's buying and selling and doing it. Before the Chacham came around, that was mutter. She said, but there was never a single Chacham in the world. That was Asher min HaTorah, because that's not Shabbos. That's what Ramban says. So the Chassam Sofer bases himself on the Ramban and says that the Rabbanans were to aser individual acts. But if all around the guy doesn't have Shabbos, then he's Mechal Shabbos Mideraisa. This is Chassam Sofer's Mazbir, Halach Lamaisa Al Kabir HaShoichit. He says, a Shoichit, who's Mechal Shabbos Mideraisa, then it's not good Shechita. So a guy that does this is also not good Shechita. Minat Torah.
You said this by Shiloh, using an electric car to pick you up. Take you to shul.
Yeah, you could use. Yeah, I'm saying, whatever, there's a lot of examples, but you know, I got in trouble now. Let's stay up. stick to one thing at a time.
Remote the crowd. We'll
So.
Another recording.
Yeah. So now, says the Mishnah Siyavitz that's Pshat in his Rambam also, Lagab Chol Moed. Beautiful Pshat in the Rambam. The answer is, Imamish reads like a glut, it fits in perfectly. The Rambam is saying that each individual malacha is derabanan. Chazal, the Torah didn't answer specific malachas at all, and it's derabanan. But there is a deraisa concept of cholamoyed. The deraisa concept of cholamoyed is that it has to be mikra kodesh, which means you have to call it out as a holy day. It cannot look like weekday. If you, by doing all your malacha on Chol HaMoed and tiptoeing around and everything, and now you've converted Chol HaMoed to being just like another weekday, that's an echil deraisa of Chol HaMoed. Now you read the Rambam, this is what the Rambam is saying. Chol HaShomoed mi deraisa, av api shalenemer b'shabasan, but nikra mikra kodesh, it's called mikra kodesh, v'arei uzman chagiga b'mikdash, osur ba'asiyas malacha, ivim nehatera. It's also to treat it. Kedei shelo yekeshayim moisachol, shemem kdusha klal. You have to be careful not to turn it into a weekday. And treat it the same as weekday. Now, ha'oisa boy malacha asura, but if you do one malacha, makin oisa makas maris, there's been a shishur and devar serfin. That's only derabanan. So each individual malacha is derabanan, but the concept of turning chalamoid into a weekday, that's a deraisa, because now there's no mikra kodesh anymore. It's supposed to be Mikra Kodesh.
The entire tzibur did exactly that when I was a kid. And I think many do it today.
I don't know if you bring a riot from what people also, unfortunately, did a lot of things.
The whole tzibur did that, and it was, except for chometz, sukkot, that was it. It was a regular weekday, like...
Right, Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadari. Okay. So now, the
Well,
the thing, how the Rambam passes, he's passing that, like that Mandalmar. That's the question. This is Mandalmar. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah adds a very gishmak shaila in this. There's a Sharetzion Dalet over here. He wants to know, based on this Rambam, that Mikra Kodesh is a Deoraisa concept. So, how did that, like you're asking a little bit, how did that play out on the Deraisa in the Rambam's world? In the Rambam's world, if there was always some Malacha mid Deraisa, but there wasn't Mikra Kodesh mid Deraisa, so what is that? How did that look like? How did that manifest itself? So he says, the Sharetzion, that there's two main areas that come from Mikra Kodesh. One is your clothing, and one is your sudas on Shabbos, your su'udais. So he says that the gabi clothing, so according to the Rambam, according to this whole explanation, midiraisa, you cannot wear weekday clothing on Chol HaMoed, because then you're turning it into weekday. This is Mishnah Berurah. But he says, but it doesn't have to be Shabbos clothes. It doesn't have to be Yom Tov, but it shouldn't be weekday clothes. So Bezeh, Nisyashvu, all the high school girls, all the girls on the planet, they come and say, I have nothing to wear Chol HaMoed. What do you have nothing to wear Chol HaMoed? You have a closet full of clothes for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, and weekday, Sunday, camp. No, Chol HaMoed is a whole other thing. You need like Chol HaMoed category, right? So I'm like, you know, what's going on over here? And you know, no, it's before Shasharetzion. Don't, you know, I'm not sure what you want to do with this, but this recording is for sure turn off. It can get expensive. But I'm saying, but Lemaisa, the Shasharetzion says that the Mikra Kodesh of Chol HaMoed is a middle level. It's not the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov, but it is a level of Mikra Kodesh that the Rambam is saying is a Deraisa concept, that there's a Mikra Kodesh, which is a little bit of a diluted Mikra Kodesh, but you cannot turn it to weekday. But it doesn't have to be like Yom Tov.
Could it be a Bizant Yom Tov if you wore your big day Yom Tov?
I don't think it's a Bizant Yom Tov if you wore. I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. Chassidim wear their strimals on Chol HaMoed, right? So I don't think it's a Bizant to Yom Tov. I don't think it's a Bizant to Yom Tov. But he's saying Yom Chuyiv to wear your Yom Tov clothing on Chol HaMoed.
If you have one suit, you don't need to wear that one suit for 8 days in a row.
You could also wear it for Shabbos and take it off.
Well, if you want to know where your hecker is. I don't know where your hecker is, right? But yeah, you know, the for many, many years, Rav Shach only had one shirt and he washed it by a Friday afternoon. Well, a whole story there. But yeah, I mean, if a person, there's different ways to make that hecker, but there is this middle level that Mishnah Berurah points out. The way it manifests itself was number one in clothing. So clothing is very important. And by the way, clothing is very important for Shabbos, right? The chiluk between, you know, a couple ball boys playing ball on Shabbos is one thing, but everyone's going and changing into their shorts, t-shirt, the whole thing, and a full court 5-on-5. So, I don't know. I don't know if you have a semblance of Shabbos anymore. I'm not saying Machal Shabbos Chas V'Shalom. I'm not like coming to say that, but
as long as
you're wearing a hat and jacket, then so
would the heterim for Isser on Chol HaMoed apply to that concept? Meaning, let's say you have a davar avid, you have a heter to do something else. Would that matter
the mikra kodesh? I'm not sure.
In other words, I'm not sure. And it's for whatever reason, davar avid, it's the worst.
I understand what you're saying. I didn't even get there. Now he also says that there's another place that the mikra kodesh manifests itself, which is legabi food. So he says that lemaisa you should have a special suda on Yom Tov. He really wants to say that you should have to wash and have a suda on Chol Moed. He says, you're not mechuyev to wash twice a day, because twice a day is Yom Tov. There's a diluted Mikra Kodesh, but once a day. But he says, the Lamaisa in Hilchos benching, because the Mazan Allah is, if you forget Yalav Yavoy, you don't have to repeat benching, because the Allah is, you don't have to wash. So he's like, okay, so you don't have to wash. He's like, nah, he really wanted to like say that, but he said, Lamaisa, I have a raya, you don't have to wash, but you have to have a chash of a suda. How many times do you have to have a meat a day? He's like, at least twice, three times, what are you recommending? At least three times a day. So Mishnah Brewer says like this, in this whole Sif Chatan Dalet, this is where he says this whole Shtikal Torah here. It's like a half Mikra Kodesh. But let's just read a little bit inside, because I don't know if everyone believes what I'm saying here. I want to read what he says. He says like this, in the Sharetzi, and I underlined it, it's small letters. It says, El Demash Kasav Atanik Eshar Yomem Toivim Mishmati Delini Yazdaiti. It's the third line here. You don't really have to treat it mamish like Yom Tov. The Rambam Hevi Gamke the Chol Moed Nikar Mikra Kodesh. He brings the Rambam that calls it Mikra Kodesh. V'Af Apikim Perek Vav Milchas Yom Tov. He brings down Halach Tezayin Chiv Kavod V'Oineg Mitam Mikra Kodesh, and he doesn't say Chol Moed has that. The Sham Lehetik Rak Mitzvah the Simcha Shmamina. So you see from here the Sfirle the Inin Chol Moed Ein LaHachmer Baze. You don't have to treat it mamish like Yom Tov. And he says, the af the Chol Moed nikra mikra kodesh. Even though Chol Moed is called mikra kodesh, mikol makom. However, kivan sent the inyan melacha min haTorah mutar b'Chol Moed according to the Rambam. Harei the ein kedushas soy chomer k'mo Yom Tov. It's not as chomer. Lachain gam leinyan kavod ein ledmoisa the Yom Tov gabi kavod also. V'zeh near das Rambam u'madamashma mechilta detzarch lechav de bachil v'shtiv v'ksus nikiya. I have to have special food and drink and clothing. Yeshlomet hanu lechav de yoyser mimoich sachol b'chol zeh. Avah einu mechuyiv ledamoisa legamri b'zeh liyom tev demimikar kodesh shalo yalfinon, etc. So he says at the end that therefore you should have one nice suda. At the end he says that you should have one chash of a suda, and he says one chash of a suda on Chol Moed. You don't have to wash, but you should wash, but you should have one chash of a suda on Chol Moed. So this is the concept that he's building out from that Rambam. So the concept basically is that the Torah calls these days, it's a 7-day Mikra Kodesh. Just like there's levels in the Isra Malacha, there's levels in how you treat the whole day. The concept is, let's just go back to the concept now. The concept is that these days are supposed to be different than weekday. They're supposed to be different than weekday. They're supposed to be different than weekday in the way you dress. They're supposed to be different than weekday in the way you eat, the way you have a Suda. And they're also supposed to be different than weekday in the way you think. And what you're involved in, what you're engaged in. And that's what's going to transfer over into Malacha. If a person is busy with their malacha, so the Rishonim say, then his head is in his malacha. His head is in his work. You can't divorce that. You can't say, well, you know, dabble in this. Once you're in it, you're in it, your head is in it. If you closed off, you're closed, you're enjoying. But some want to say that gufa is the hetter for davar avid. Because the Chazal had to make a balance here. Where is a person's head going to be better? If he totally closes off his business, or if he's worried the fact that he's losing all of his money, right? Which is worse? The daiga of thinking about his davar avid could outweigh the menuchas nefesh of not thinking about business. So it could be that that's exactly the reason why they modified the halacha and say davar avid is mutar. Because this way, a guy that has a regular 9-to-5 job, he gets his wages, and he has enough money to basically, he'll be able to pay for, he makes his parnasa. Okay, so then don't go to work. This way you're relaxed, you're not thinking about work. You're thinking, no. But a guy has a lot of expenses, and if he closes his whole business, he has his overhead, and he has a lot of things that he has to pay for, and he's losing money every day, then what, is he enjoying Yom Tov? He's fakir, he's just waiting for Yom Tov to be over, because he has to catch up now. So there's a certain svara there that the davar avid itself is going to make him have a better Yom Tov, not a worse Yom Tov. And it could be that's why the davar avid, that's cool for the whole logic of the davar avid. And obviously, tzarech hamoed is not a steer to the Yom Tov. So doing malacha for the purpose of Yom Tov is also not a steer to the Yom Tov. So that's basically the concept over here. Okay, so each one of these categories, obviously there's many, many halachas of davar avid, the categories of tzarech hamoed. I'm going to try to skip straight into the whole idea of schayra and pragmatia, which is doing business on Chol Hamoed, which we'll see next week is its own category because it's not really hard work necessarily. But how that plays out in today's business, okay? But this is basically the Hagdama. Shkoyach.